Green Woerman.
This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It is 8:36 right now on Namibia's heart and soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Every Thursday, run about this time, we bring in the news editor of Future Media News, and then he gives us a bit of a rundown of what's happening throughout the week or what happened and what the trending stories are. And vandag, we're like, listen, Mr. Editor-in-Chief, Mr. Commander-in-Chief, the Minister of News, you wait first. Rest a little bit, please. Instead, we will have the Secretary General of News. the custodian of Leonard Vivian, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, NSK. Good morning, Shaquan. Good morning, Fresh FM listeners. How are you guys
we
doing?
We are good. We are good.
It's a beautiful Thursday, is it not?
It's a beautiful Thursday. We're looking forward to the Friday itself. Leonard, first things first, what's happening on your plate in terms of the news? What's been the big turning story from especially from a newsroom's perspective?
It's a lot. Really, honestly, we cover so much, so it's very difficult to pinpoint which has been the biggest. But there has been a lot happening, both locally, regionally, continentally, internationally. Locally, it's obviously the crime that's increasing in the Republic of Namibia.
Yeah.
We had the biggest pleasure of speaking to Herbert Jauch, a local labor expert, on what he thinks would the crime is like, what causes it, and what could potentially be the solutions to it.
Yeah,
he raised his voice. That's what he does. He spoke about unemployment. Obviously, it's one point. Yes,
yeah, it's one of the causes. Yeah.
Definitely contributing factor.
Yeah.
The fact that 1.6 million Namibians out of the 2.8 live close to or under the poverty line, which means these persons do not get to eat on a daily basis. So for them to put bread on the table would cost anything, including grabbing of phones, house breakings, as per the NAMPOL report on Sunday. It is quite tragic that the country is going through this, but that was his view. In terms of solutions, Mr. Jauch said, it'll be good if the government introduces a basic income grant of, say, $500 to $1,000 for Namibians between the ages of 0 and 59 on a monthly basis, seeing how rich the country is.
You know what, Neshekwan, when it comes to the basic income grant,
man,
the basic income grant has been a thorny issue with this administration.
For the longest of time,
this administration has pushed back on it. There's been comments that were made even by the president. I remember, was it last year or here we go. King of questions equal big distribution. You know what I mean? And this was in 2021. So it's something that the administration does not want to entertain.
It has come to that, NSK, unfortunately. What Future Media News team did is we ventured into the street just to ask young people, what do you think is the solution, and what do you think should be the top first five topics in the next parliament session? The basic income grant was one of them.
Okay, but what range are we looking at? What are the people saying on the ground?
Persons
is it the million dollar, like, who was it?
The $1 million is a little far-fetched. It's a little far-fetched.
Give me my million.
But because in terms of economics, it would play a major role in crashing the Namibian economy.
Absolutely.
So a million is far-fetched. Someone pledged for 500, of which that is still, that's like 2-3 plastic bags worth of food at the current economic rate, of which 1,000 would be more acceptable for the working people or the non-working. Because the basic income grant, according to our knowledge as the news team, is it does not discriminate whether you work, whether you don't, whether you live in Auersblik or Mondesa or in Tsumkwe. It matters not. So the second you're born as a Namibian, you are eligible for $1,000 per month until you are 59. Now imagine five of us living in a home, each one getting $1,000, but we're already working. We can now buy more electricity, which saves NamPower and takes companies like NamPower out of their little crucial $1.5 billion they were looking for. It takes the city of Windhoek a little add to their coffers, right?
I just quickly want to quote the president here. In 2021, he asked, why should it be everybody getting the amount? Why don't we look at needs? Why should I get the same as the president Karatura in the street? does it make sense? Obviously, I don't want to do it in Hagalolo style, but yeah. That's basically what he said.
And understandably,
start speaking before he gets tempted to do it. He's gonna do it.
In conclusion, based on the newspaper articles, Dr. Hageji Gengob was part of the pilot project held in the Omaheke region in 2008. And he motivated at that stage and said, this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
How it worked is people were given $100 per month. Some set up shop.
Yeah.
Others started understanding the shop, which means the economy in that pilot area grew. More school kids made it to school because now they had something to eat. More people could go to the clinics because now they have the $5. So economically, that small area survived. So now in a bigger picture, in a country context, look at the diamonds, uranium, zinc, and mining that Namibia does. It is possible, according to local experts, and it can be done. Still now, still in Namibia, and still for all of the Namibians that are currently voting and pleading to public servants such as the president and the ministers for service that is supposed to be delivered.
So 1 million.
In conclusion, yes.
All right. So what else is trending?
McHenry Vanani would like to take on Kalash Sledwine under the topic
of... When you say take on...
Yes, it's on today, okay. Amai, in Parliament.
Oh, Oshimbinde
water boreholes is the topic. McHenry Vanani feels... Why are these boreholes not maintained? Why have they not been maintained? And what is your plans for the San community? Basically, he argues that this is a basic human right. And as a line minister serving people, it should be looked at and it should have been looked at. So today in Parliament, I think everybody should stay tuned on all their social media channels as well as television channels to see how this transpires. Further to that, we have the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services. They are literally pleading towards the public to please donate blood, especially Group O. Because there's a huge crisis in the country pertaining to blood for those that are cancer patients for their treatment.
Absolutely.
That's for pregnant ladies who give birth who bleed a lot and so many others that would urgently need it. Based on this being winter, a lot of people feel unfluish. I can't go. For those of us who are not fluish and can go, it would be a brilliant idea to contribute to this.
You know what? It's so crazy because, like, I was supposed to actually, I wanted to make it through or make it to them this week. And then I almost fell ill.
But and for those of us who aren't ill, doch, please make time. It'll be in Auspandplatz in the Windhoek city. Since we only have one city, in the northern city of Oshakati, it will be by their hospital.
It will be where? In Oshakati?
It will be Oshakati's State Hospital. Please make your way this Saturday, the 8th of July. Both of these centers will open at 8. The one in Windhoek will close at 1400. The one in Oshakati will close at 1300.
Have you guys seen the that video in South Africa that's going viral of the Deputy President's directorate, VIP directorate, pulling two or three boys...
What happened?
...randomly from a car... And stomping on their head.
Yes. I think the one guy passed out, right?
Yeah, he passed out.
What? Okay, break it down for me, please. Because I was also off social media for the past few days. So I just saw the video in passing, but what happened?
So, I mean, from what I understand from the video, if you check it, Leonard, is that I think it's one of those situations where perhaps, you know, when VIP directorates, when they drive, you know what I mean? You have to make way. That type of thing, right? I suspect it's that, but in the video, when the actual camera starts rolling, you see the boys getting pulled out of their vehicle, and it's young guys. It's like lighties, man. You know, it's
probably early 20s or something.
Skirts, you know what I mean? And this, and here, this VIP directorates with huge machine guns, right? And then, and you know what? It's not even those military boots.
Yeah,
it's really like a pointy shoes, man. So imagine getting stomped on by those shoes and then getting kicked by those shoes.
That is a very pointed thing to do.
Oh my God! Oh my God. Can you stop?
We should head on to topic number 4 of the news that we covered for this week.
Yes,
something that's making major headlines currently in Namibia and possibly a huge shift in the political landscape for the country. The Affirmative Repositioning Movement has registered as a trade union earlier this year.
Yeah.
It has gone a step higher to register as a political party. Now that in itself is a major major thing for Namibia, because now this is a young political party that speaks for the youth, and based on what is currently happening in the country, the youth might be slightly more attracted to the AR party. And we spoke to Devet Siluka from the ECN earlier this week to just confirm Amaitoch as a reference.
It's registered,
yes. They have applied registration is pending. Okay. Namibians are set to vote in 2024 for their president as well as National Assembly elections.
Yeah.
This is something to look forward to as Namibians that are getting older like myself, and for the young people above the age of 18. Guys, go get yourself registered.
Yeah.
Do not stay at home, and do not afterwards call on Fresh and call on various future media stations to complain while you have not cast a vote.
Exactly.
Make your voice heard. If you have complained in a taxi, make at least go to the voting booth to say, I get to vote, now I have the right to complain. Yeah,
absolutely. And then not even that, Michael Amushelelo.
Yeah, dude. It's his case got postponed to
October. Right?
Yes.
What?
We will be keeping tabs on it as the future media team for the newsroom. And definitely the listeners can stay tuned on Nova Fresh Radio Wave and our business news bulletins on Omulunga as well. Yeah. Just to get the latest on what we have on the news, including Michael Amushelelo's case.
So at least the team is working on a story.
Most definitely.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Leila. We appreciate you. That was a very pointy discussion. We are going to leave it at that.
And all the points are well taken and noted.
Oh my God, Leila.
Point of order, colleagues. Point of order.
Let's leave it at that.
That was This Week Today.